ਸਤਨਾਮ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ। ਮੈਂ ਪਾਣ ਦੀਵਾਨ ਤੂੰ ਮੇਰੇ ਸਵਾਮੀ, ਮੈਂ ਖੁਦ ਆਗੇ ਅਰਦਾਸ, ਮੈਂ ਹੋਰ ਥਾਉ ਨਹੀਂ, ਜਿਸ ਕਹਿ ਕਰੋ ਬੇਨਤੀ, ਮੇਰਾ ਦੁੱਖ ਸੁਖ ਤੁਦਹੀ ਪਾਸ। ਸ੍ਰੀ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ। ਧਨਾਸਰੀ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਚੌਥਾ। ਇੱਛਾ ਪੂਰਕ ਸਰਬ ਸੁਖਦਾਤਾ ਹਰ, ਜਾ ਕੈ ਵਸ ਹੈ ਕਾਮ ਧੇਨਾ, ਸੋ ਐਸਾ ਹਰ ਧਿਆਇਆ ਮੇਰੇ ਜੀਅੜੇ, ਤਾਂ ਸਰਬ ਸੁਖ ਪਾਵੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਮਨਾ। ਜਪ ਮਨ ਸਤਨਾਮ ਸਦਾ ਸਤਨਾਮ, ਹਲਤ ਪਲਤ ਮੁਕੇ ਉਜਲ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ, ਨਿੱਤ ਧਿਆਈਐ ਹਰ ਪੁਰਖ ਨਿਰੰਜਨਾ ਰਹਾਉ। ਜਹਿ ਹਰ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਭਇਆ ਤਹਿ ਉਪਾਦ ਗਾਤ ਕੀਨੀ, ਵੱਡ ਭਾਗੀ ਹਰ ਜਪਨਾ, ਜਨ ਨਾਨਕ ਕਾ ਗੁਰ ਹਿਮਤ ਦੀਨੀ, ਜਪ ਹਰ ਭਵ ਜਲ ਤਰਨਾ।
ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ, ਆਪ ਜੀ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਗੋਦ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੈਠ ਕੇ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਕੀਰਤਨ ਸਰਵਣ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਸੀ, ਗੁਰਮਤ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਸਰਵਣ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਸੀ। ਆਓ ਹੁਣ ਕੁਛ ਸਮਾਂ ਲੜੀਵਾਰ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਜੁੜੀਏ। ਆਪਣੀ ਬੋਲੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੇਅੰਤ ਕਥਾ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਹਰੇਕ ਗੁਰੂ ਘਰ ਵਿਖੇ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ। ਪਰ ਸਾਡੇ ਪਾਸ ਕਈ ਮਾਂ ਪਿਓ ਆਉਂਦੇ, ਬੇਨਤੀਆਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਕਿ ਆਪਣੇ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਵੀ ਕੋਈ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਕਰੋ ਕਿ ਬੱਚੇ ਵੀ ਸਿੱਖੀ ਨਾ ਜੁੜਨ। ਕਈ ਬੱਚੇ ਵੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕੁਛ ਸਮਝ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਦੀ, ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਮਝ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਤੇ ਸਟੇਜਾਂ ਤੇ ਕੀ ਕਿਹਾ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਆ। ਤਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਇਹ ਸੇਵਾ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕੀਤੀ ਆ ਕਿ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼ ਬੋਲੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਕਥਾ ਕੀਤੀ ਜਾਵੇ। ਅੱਜ ਦੀ ਕਥਾ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਰਹੇਗੀ। ਟੁਡੇ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਆਲ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਹੇਅਰ ਇਨ ਦ ਗੁਰੂਜ਼ ਦਰਬਾਰ। Many people come up to me and say they don't understand what Gurbani means. They say that they don't understand the Sikh religion. So we have started this program in English for the youth to understand what Gurbani is. It's important to understand Gurbani because Gurbani is our Guru. Bani Guru, Guru hai Bani. The Bani is our mother, Gurudev Mata, Gurudev Pita. What kind of children would we be if we don't even understand our own parents? If we don't understand Gurbani, then we are no good children of the Gurus. People think that Gurbani is just a song. ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੇ ਤੇ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਇੱਕ ਗੀਤ ਸਮਝ ਲਿਆ। ਲੋਕ ਕਹੇ ਇਹ ਗੀਤ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਤੋਂ ਬ੍ਰਹਮ ਵਿਚਾਰ। People think that bani is just poetry, but no, it's divine knowledge. Any question you have in your mind can be answered through gurbani. So today we're going to take this time to go over this shabad and see what Satguru ji is saying. Hanji.
ਧਨਾਸਰੀ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਚੌਥਾ।
ਇਨ ਦ ਫੋਰਥ ਦ The fourth guru is saying this shabd.
इच्छा पूर्वक सर्व सुख दाता हर जाके वास है काम तेना.
They're saying har means God, ichha means the mind's wishes, the mind's desires. Every single person in their mind has something they want, whether it be wealth, whether it be money, whether it be a nice car, a nice house, whether it be to meet God, whether it to become a perfect gursikh. And they're saying the guru is the one who can fulfill all of our mind's wishes. Ichha purik sarv sukh data har. Sarv sukh, God is the giver of all the happinesses of the world. Dekho jaan ka vas hai kaam tena. Everything in the world is under God's command, including the kaam tena. Kaam tena is what? In the Hindu religion, they believe in a sacred cow which they call the kaam tena. And the Hindus believe that if you pray to this cow, that every single one of your wishes can be fulfilled. And the guru is saying that even this cow bows to God, and even this cow is under God's command. So God is the king of the world. And if God is the king, the guru is also the king. Because God and king are one. Guru te parmeshwar ek hi hai. O kende par brahm parmeshwar anoop. O kende parmeshwar bada hi anoop hai, bada hi sundar hai, bada hi beyant hai. Par je koi kahe mainu koi parmeshwar di murti dikhao, mainu koi dikhave ki parmeshwar kaisa hai, तो सतगुरु जी वचन करते पार ब्रह्म परमेश्वर अनूप सफल मूर्त गुर तिसका रूप गुरु ही परमेश्वर की मूर्ति है. They're saying that God is very great, very wonderful. But what if I wanted to see a picture of God? What does God look like? They're saying the picture of God is the Guru. If you look at the Guru, you will see God. So if God is the king, the guru is also the king. What kind of king is the guru? What kind of king is the guru? Some kings, they're the king of one country, two countries, three countries. The guru is the king of all the different worlds. Duniya de raje te bade dekhe. ਆਏ 5 ਸਾਲ 10 ਸਾਲ 20 40 50 ਸਾਲ ਰਾਜ ਭੋਗਿਆ ਪਰ ਅੰਤ ਵੇਲੇ ਹਰ ਰਾਜੇ ਨੂੰ ਤੁਰਨਾ ਹੀ ਪਿਆ ਹਰ ਰਾਜੇ ਨੂੰ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਤੋਂ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡਣਾ ਹੀ ਪਿਆ. ਸਮ ਕਿੰਗਸ ਕੇਮ 5 ਇਅਰਸ 10 ਇਅਰਸ 20 30 40 50 ਇਅਰਸ ਦੇ ਸਟੇ ਦ ਕਿੰਗ ਬਟ ਫਾਈਨਲੀ ਦੇ ਆਲ ਹੈਡ ਟੂ ਲੀਵ. ਅੱਜ ਤੋਂ 300 ਸਾਲ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਇਸ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਬੜੇ ਰਾਜੇ ਸੀ ਪਰ ਅੱਜ ਕੋਈ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਰਾਜਾ ਜੋ ਕੋਈ ਜੀਂਦਾ? ਅੱਜ ਤੋਂ 300 ਸਾਲ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਬੜੇ ਰਾਜੇ ਸੀ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਉੱਤੇ ਛਤਰ ਚੁੱਲ ਰਹੇ ਸੀ ਪਰ ਅੱਜ ਇੱਕ ਵੀ ਉਹ ਰਾਜਾ ਜੋ ਕੋਈ ਦਿਖਾਵੇ ਹੈ ਕੋਈ ਜੀਂਦਾ? ਅੱਜ ਤੋਂ 300 ਸਾਲ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਬੜੇ ਰਾਜੇ ਸੀ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਪਾਸ ਜਨਤਾ ਆ ਕੇ ਮੱਥਾ ਟੇਕਦੀ ਸੀ ਪਰ ਅੱਜ ਉਹ ਰਾਜਾ ਜੋ ਇੱਕ ਵੀ ਦਿਖਾਓ ਜੋ ਜਿੰਦਾ ਹੋਵੇ. Up till now there have been many kings. 300 years ago there was a lot of kings living. But where are they now? 300 years ago there was a lot of kings that the whisk blew over, but where are they now? 300 years ago, a lot of people came and bowed to those kings, but where are those kings now? I have only seen one king who 300 years ago was the king and today is also the king. I have seen only one king who 300 years ago sat on the throne and today is still sitting on the throne. I have seen only one king who 300 years ago people bowed to, and today they also bow to this king. Mere jeevan andar ikko hi aisa raja sunya, ikko hi aisa raja dekhya, jo 300 saal pehlo vi raja san, te aaj vi raje han. ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਰਾਜੇ ਜੋ 300 ਸਾਲ ਪਹਿਲੋਂ ਵੀ ਤਖਤ ਤੇ ਬੈਠੇ ਸੀ ਤੇ ਅੱਜ ਵੀ ਬੈਠੇ ਆ। ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਰਾਜੇ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਉੱਤੇ 300 ਸਾਲ ਪਹਿਲੋਂ ਵੀ ਛਤਰ ਝੁੱਲ ਰਹੇ ਸਨ ਤੇ ਅੱਜ ਵੀ ਝੁੱਲ ਰਹੇ ਹਨ। ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਰਾਜੇ ਐਸੇ ਦੇਖੇ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਅੱਗੇ 300 ਸਾਲ ਪਹਿਲੋਂ ਵੀ ਸੰਗਤਾਂ ਕੇ ਮੱਥਾ ਟੇਕਦੀਆਂ ਸੀ ਤੇ ਅੱਜ ਵੀ ਟੇਕਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ। ਉਹ ਰਾਜੇ ਹਨ ਧੰਨ ਧੰਨ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ। That's the king who 300 years ago was the king and today is also the king. 300 saal pehlo vi raje si, aaj vi raje aa, te aaj to 300 saal baad jadon assi turpna is sansar to odo vi baithe ho ke takat te. 300 years ago he was sitting on the throne, Guru Granth Sahib ji. Today he's also sitting on the throne. And 300 years from now, when we leave, we'll die, we'll be gone. But the Guru will still be sitting there on the throne. That's a true king. How great is this king? I've seen people take the dust from a king's feet. But have you ever seen somebody take the dust from a king's servant's feet? But that is what happens in the Gurudwaras. People don't just bow to the Guru, they bow to the Guru's servants. Go to any Gurdwara and you see people doing Jodhya Di Seva, taking the dust of the Sangat. That is this king. Vada tera tarwar sacha tu takt, vada tera tarwar sacha tu takt. His darbar is big. His throne is the highest. That is the king I'm talking about. Hanji.
So aisa har dhyaya mere jiyare, ta sarv sukh paave mere mana.
Satguru ji is saying, oh my soul, that king who is so great that everybody bows to, that king that can give you anything you want, repeat the name of that king, meditate on that king. And if you do that, what will happen? So, aisa har dhyaye hai mere jiyade, ta sarv sukh paave hai mere mana. If you repeat the name of that king, if you meditate on that king, Guru, then you will find the happinesses of this world. Not just one or two happiness, ta sarv sukh, sarv means all. You will find all the happinesses of the world. Now many people will say that I go to the temple, I pray, I do kirtan, I do my nitnem. How come I don't have all the happiness of the world? How come I still have a tough life? And the answer is yes, you do pray. Yes, you do kirtan. But the thing is, your mind is not there. See, if I had to borrow $50 from somebody, I would go to that person with such humbleness. I would be so nice to him. I would say that I've heard you're so great, I have a favor to ask you. Can you please help me? Can you please, please lend me $50? And if you come like that, maybe I'll give you $50. But if you come to me rude and you say, hey you, give me $50, would you give me $50 then? No. If we have to ask for somebody, if we have to ask for something as little as $50 so politely, then imagine when you come to the Guru who's the king of the whole universe, how much humbleness you need. And I can give examples, just today I can give an example of today. I see people coming. They come in to take matha, while they're walking they're looking left and right. Ye dekhi laya, aaj bhi dekhya, sangatan diyan matha tekan. ਪਰ ਮਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਵੱਲ ਨਹੀਂ, ਆਲੇ ਦੁਆਲੇ ਦੇਖਦੇ। ਗੁਰੂ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਦੇ ਗੋਲਕ ਚ ਮਾਇਆ ਵੀ ਰੱਖ ਦਿੱਤੀ, ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਆਲੇ ਦੁਆਲੇ ਦੇਖਦੇ, ਗੁਰੂ ਵੱਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਨ। They come in front of the Guru, even while they're bowing, they're looking around. They're looking who's doing kirtan, who's doing katha, who's sitting where in the sangat. That's where our mind is. When we come to the Gurdwara, as soon as we enter through the doors, we should remind our mind that, mind, you are going up to that Guru who is the king of the universe. You're about to go to that Guru who can give you any single thing you want in life. And if you come like that to the Guru, you will get what you want. I can guarantee that, but you have to do it that way. And that is when we will see this line come true. And in the next line, Satguruji says, Hanji.
Japamana Satnam Sada Satnam.
Satguruji says, Jap Man, O my mind, Jap, O my mind, repeat, Satnam, repeat the true name. What is the true name? Sat hai sache ka naam. True is the name of the true one who is God. Naam tera nirankar hai. God's name is God. So Guru is saying, repeat the name of God. Jap Man Satnam, but how long? How long should we repeat the name of God every day? 20 minutes? 40 minutes? 1 hour? 2 hours? No, they say, Japaman Satnam, Sada Satnam, all the time. Uthat Baithat, Sovat Jagat, Saas Saas, Saas Har Japan. While you're standing, while you're sitting, while you're sleeping, while you're awake, with every single breath you take, remember the name of God.
ਹਲਦ ਪਲਦ ਮੁਖ ਪੂਜਾ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ, ਨਿਤ ਧਿਆਈਐ ਹਰ ਪੁਰਖ ਨਿਰੰਜਨਾ ਰਹਾਉ।
ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਇਸ ਸੇਮ ਦੇ ਇਫ Nit, if all the time, day and night, you remember the name of God, then what will happen? Halat palat mukh ujal hoye, in this world and the next world, you'll be able to hold your head up high. See, I see people, if somebody is a king of one country, the prince, the son of the king and the princess, they hold their head up high, they're proud that I'm the son of the king. They're proud because they're the prince of one or two countries. But imagine you could be the prince, the son and daughter of the Guru. You could be the prince of the king, who is the king of the entire universe. Imagine how proud you can be then. You can hold your head up high. In this world, Sachai Marg Chaldeyan, Ustit Kare Jahan, in this world people will respect you. And in the next world, Gursikha Mathe Ujale Sache Darbare. In the true court of God, Gursikhs can hold their head up high with honor. And that is what Satguruji is saying here. And then they say, Rahao. They're saying, take a break and pause and think about what you have heard. Hanji.
Jai Har Simrana Paya Tai Upad Gat Kini. ਵੱਡ ਭਾਗੀ ਹਰ ਜਪਣਾ।
They're saying, Jai Har Simran Paya. In that place where God is remembered, where the name of God is repeated, whether it's here in the Gurdwara in the Sangat, whether it's in your house in the living room or in the bedroom, or in your car, wherever you repeat the name of God, Jai Har Simran Paya, Tahe Upad Gat Kini, in that place, all of your mind's sins and fears will be washed away. You will not be afraid of anything. Why? Because you will realize one thing, Man kyun bairag karega, Satgur mera pura. Then why will the mind be worried? My Guru is complete, my Guru is ever fulfilling. You realize Guru mere sang sada hai nalle. You realize the Guru is forever with me. So Satgur pyara mere naal hai. Jithe kithe mainu lai chadai. Tu sabni thai jithe ho jai. The Guru is with us wherever we go. We realize this one thing. Sajjan sahi naal mein chaldeya naal chalan. Jithe likha mangiye jithe khade disan. The Guru, you realize the true friend, the Guru is forever with you. Wherever you go, wherever you need his help, you will see the Guru standing there in front of you, ready to help you. That is what they realize. Just like we read every day in Reh Rah Sahib, Jin Nirpo, Jin Har Nirpo Taya Ji, Tirka Po Sab Gwasi. That those people who remember the God who is not afraid of anything, they themselves become fearless. They themselves are not afraid of anything anymore. You will become just like that. And that is what Satguruji is saying here. Jai har simran paya, tahe upad gat ki ni, vad paagi har japna. But they say one thing. Only those people who are truly blessed by the Guru, only they will get the chance to truly repeat the name of God and truly build a bond with the Guru.
Janana nek ka gur ehmat dini jap har bhavajan tarna.
In the final line of the Shabad, Satguruji says one thing. Jan Nanak ko gur eh mat dini. Guru Nanak is saying that God has taught me this one thing. Jap har, by repeating the name of God. Jan Nanak ko gur eh mat dini. Jap har pavaj latarna. By repeating the name of God, we can cross this ocean of life. Because in Gurbani, life has been compared to an ocean. Many times, Sansar Sagar Duttar kahi hai. Kyo kar paiye paro? They're saying this ocean of life is a big trap. How can we cross this ocean of life? It's a question. Even Bhagat Namdev Ji said, Sansar Samunde Tar Gobinde Tar Lai Baap Beetla. Bhagat Namdev Ji says, oh God, help me cross this ocean of life. I don't know how to cross. Bhagat Namdev Ji ne bhi ye binti ki thi. Bhagat Namdev Ji says, I don't even know how to. They say, ho tar pe na jano. They go, I don't even know how to swim, how to cross. If somebody doesn't know how to swim, how are they going to cross an ocean? Je kisi nu tarna bhi nahi aunda, us samundar nu kivein paar lunga. How? You can't. You need somebody to teach you. You need a boat. Koi bohet hath aa jave, bohet naal bachya ja sakda hai. If you get a boat, you can cross the ocean of life. And the Guru has told us there is a boat. Satguru ji bohet di gal vi karde, Satguru ji ki aakde, what does the Guru say about the boat? Satguru bohet har naam hai. They're saying the name of God is the boat to cross the ocean of life. Satguru da bohet da naam hai. Par ek sawal aunda, Satguru bohet har naam hai, kit bit chadya jaye. The boat is the name of God, but how can we get onto that boat? And Satguru ji answered that question in the next line. They say, Satgur bohe thar naam hai, kitbad chadya jaye, Satgur ke paane jo challe, which bohet baitha paaye. That those people who follow the command of the Guru, the hukum of the Guru, consider them sitting in the boat. So they're saying, even if you want to repeat the name of God, you have to do it according to the maryada the Guru has set out. You have to do it according to the commandments the Guru has set out, the rules the Guru has set out. Because the Naam is the only way to cross this ocean. Kaho Nanak, e pojal paar pare, jo gaave prab ke geet. Only that person can pass through this ocean of life who sings the praises of God. And that is what Satguru Nanak Sahib Ji is saying here. Jan Nanak ko gur eh mat dini, jap har pav jal tarna. Guru Nanak Sahib is saying, to cross this ocean of life, we must repeat the name of God. And as I look up at the clock, I see my time is almost over. Sama puran hon wala hai. Let's take a minute or two just to review this shabd. Satguru Ji started off saying that every single person in their mind has some kind of wish or desire, something they want. And they're saying the only one who can fulfill it is God. And God is the same as Guru. Par Gur Parmeshwar Eko Soi. Guru and God are one. And we heard that the Guru is the King. And we heard that that person who repeats the name of God, every little thing they need in life, they will receive. And the Guru told us to repeat the name of God over and over, day and night, so that we can hold up our head up high with honor. And finally, Satguruji says that if you want to cross the ocean of life, repeat the name of God, and then you yourself will become fearless. That is today's Shabd Vichar. I am hoping that the young people listening here today, this helps them. Because a lot of people tell me that we don't understand Gurbani. We wish that somebody could speak in English on the stages. And we have started this seva, we have started to do this. And now it is up to the youth to keep programs like these going. Because every Sunday evening in Dashmir's Darbar in Surrey, we do katha every evening 1 hour, and the Gurdwara is packed with youth. It's amazing to see. And the reason we're traveling out to other cities is to make the other youths in other cities to start programs like these. Because we can't go to every city. But what we can do is we can help the youth in every city to start programs such as these. We have started a society named Gurmukh Studies Association Society. Ek shuru kiti hai. Kyunki bade maa-pyo aunde si, bentiyan karde si ki apne bacche nu sikhi wale passe naal ne koi program shuru karo. Ta ye society shuru kiti gayi si, program shuru kite gaye si. ਤੇ ਹੁਣ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਹੈ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਪਾਸ ਕਿ ਆਪਣੇ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਇਸ ਪਾਸੇ ਲਾਓ ਸਿੱਖੀ ਵਾਲੀ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਅਗਲੀ ਪੀੜ੍ਹੀ ਸਿੱਖੀ ਦੀ ਬੱਚੇ ਹੀ ਸੰਭਾਲੂਗੇ. ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਆਵਰ ਰਿਕੁਐਸਟ ਟੂ ਐਵਰੀਬਡੀ. ਇਫ ਐਨੀ ਮਿਸਟੇਕਸ ਆਈ ਮੇਡ ਟੂਡੇ ਡਿਊਰਿੰਗ ਦਿਸ ਕਥਾ, ਆਈ ਆਸਕ ਫੋਰ ਯੋਰ ਫੋਰਗਿਵਨੈਸ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਆਸਕ ਫੋਰ ਮਾਈ ਗੁਰੂਜ਼ ਫੋਰਗਿਵਨੈਸ. And in ending, I want everybody to put their hands together and gulab fateh and say,
Vaheguru Ji ka khalsa, Vaheguru Ji ki fateh.